Blog Talk Radio.
That's an emergency hotline.
Help! I hate everything I own. It's all so dated, and I have over 10,000 followers waiting to see my summer style.
Where are you calling from?
In my closet.
Deep breaths. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Now through Monday, all tees, tanks, shorts, and swim are 50% off.
50% off?
Yeah. Stock up on never-basic tees and tanks, cute shorts, and flattering swimwear in a variety of styles and colors, all 50% off. Then watch your new followers roll in.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/23 to 5/30. Exclusions.
Blog Talk Radio.
So with China setting up this physical exchange and the West using paper, how does this affect the gold price?
Well, what it tells me is that the price of gold, we're very close to, in my opinion, COMEX blowing up. You've got enough standing right now, to take up what COMEX has to deliver. And I might add that they've only about half, only about 100,000 ounces so far have been, not, I'm not going to say settled on, but have been,
he is a law in person.
There's still 100,000 that's standing for delivery that have not gotten their receipt. Why would that possibly be? All these longs have to fund their account 100% by, November 29th and November 30th. They have to fund their account 100% in order to take the gold in.
But listen to
now, the shorts who must deliver or contracted to deliver, if they've got gold to deliver, they actually have to pay storage charges until they know.
You see how Blog Talk plays these tricks on this show. They continue to try to help with the growth of this show. They changed the intro from A Change Is Gonna Come to one of the clips from last year, from December of last year. This is the games that they play. This is what we have to go through to get the show. Brothers and sisters, we're going to continue to go. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, the true and living God. We forever give praise and thanks to him for coming in our midst and raising up and leaving one amongst us in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God that ever lived, the most humble and honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. I say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. Now we're going to get through all of the normal pleasantries that we normally do for the show. I just want to bring you up to speed on what's going on, okay? We're going to do this show. I'm doing it with 102 fever. And I refuse to cancel the show because this is a must-listen-to show because of the time and how quick everything is winding down and imploding. I lost my voice, and all night long I've been trying to get it back. I have lemons. You'll be hearing me with lemons in my mouth. You'll hear me with water and tea and everything. But I'm going to do this show so that you can understand the time that we're living in. We never shirk our responsibilities on civilizing the uncivilizing and also building with brothers and sisters with the divine truth if we can at every possibility do so. Brothers and sisters, we are in a time now where change is not only a must. Change is not only going to come. Change is on the way, and change is in our midst. We're changing from one world to another. All of the signs point towards a total implosion of the white world. This is one of the things I want to get you to understand. Because some of you don't understand this, and you think that everything will go on the way that it used to be. You know, I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he says that. He talks about, he said, they were used to doing X, Y, and Z, and they thought that everything was going to continue the way they used to think, the way they used to have it. But God removed them and that which they held on to, because change cannot be stopped. Listen to me. As I talk to you all, and I'm straining my voice, but I'm going to talk to you must go back to is that destruction of this world had been prophesied and had been put into play long before the world ever came about. So now that we're in a time of total destruction, some of you may have fallen in love with this world and want to put a halt to it. I hear some of these crazy so-called Muslim leaders talking about if America does X, Y, and Z, she's going to be destroyed. Well, America is destined to be destroyed anyhow. One leader says that if America goes and votes for Trump, Trump will take America to the abyss of hell. It doesn't matter who's at the helm. It doesn't matter who's driving the car. The car's destination is hell regardless, because all of the prophets, all of the apostles, and all of the messengers, especially the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, explicitly tell us that this is the time of the death and fall of America. Allah would push America into the abyss of hell. If you are a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to make such statements would show me that either you have fallen in love with America and you're trying to save her even though God has ordained her death, or you are totally ignorant and blinded to the reality of the judgment. To save America would mean to nullify justice for the so-called American Negro. To save America would mean to nullify justice for all of the Aboriginal and darker peoples around the globe. So for leaders to speak this way, they are either ignorant as hell, or they are mad and insane and have fallen in love with their oppressors. We're in the midst of change, and not just global collapse is underway, but it's a universal change, a universal breaking down of what we see, because the devil's thought, his ideas have gone universal. He has sent his spaceships, his rockets, his telescopes, and his satellites into the further reaches of outer space. So he has sent his mind of Yaqub, the atmosphere of Yaqub, to the nether regions of space. This is why Elijah Muhammad teaches us that universal change must take place. When Muhammad says that, what would it take to place the black man back on top of civilization? And he said he didn't say regional war. He didn't say state-to-state war. He didn't say hemispheric war. He didn't say global war. His response to the question that he himself asked was it would take universal war to place you back on top. Now, in the midst of change, as Muhammad says, those who have been in power are not just going to get off the throne or get off the back of the horse because they think that they are entitled to this. So, this, when you look at this, go back to what these, you hear some of these leaders, informants and investors and prognosticators say. At first, 10 years ago, they denied that a collapse or a change was either underway, right? They denied this, period. But the circumstances had changed so rapidly that they could no longer deny that something was going on out of their hands. So now they'll say the central banks are collapsing the system. The central banks are, no, black man. To give the central banks that much power would be to minimize the power of God. And it would mean to throw out the vindication of the prophets who said that God would have them in derision and would bring them down to their knees. And it would be God, not the central banks. The central banks are The central banks are not the Christ. Because remember, Christ means the crusher. He comes, Muhammad says, when understood. It means the God coming in the last days to crush the wickedness of this wicked world, to crush this wicked world. The central banks would not want to crush something that they have run, something that they have benefited and prospered off of. No, sir. That logic does not hold water. So you hear it now in all of the statements, even from people who are giving you somewhat of truth. Central bank this and central bank that. Brothers and sisters, if you fall for that, you are minimizing the power of God. Yeah, the central bank may be enacting policies that lead to X, Y, and Z, but it's not because they want to. It's because God has them in derision. And he is controlling the affairs. It is he who is leading all of these events to unfold. We have it in writing. We have it in prophecy. And we have it from the mouth of the last messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're in the midst of change, and collapse is underway. I want to talk to you for a minute because some of us, we don't comprehend as we should. And for those of you who are just joining us and you're listening, I'm struggling. I just got my voice back a little bit where I could do the show. I lost my voice, and that's why you haven't been hearing from me. And also, I'm doing it with a fever. I'm doing a show with a fever, black man and black woman. And to put that on top of everything, the show started off with a bang. Blog Talk Radio switched the intro of the show to a clip from last year. And I had to put everybody on mute and try to find the clip. Scroll up and down my dashboard till I found the clip to stop the clip from playing. So they're going to be the devil. Don't you get mad at them. Because devils do what their nature bids them to do. The problem is not that the devil is doing what he is meant to do. The problem is that you, after the coming and the presence of God, are not doing what nature bids you to do. And that is to accept your own and be yourself. You are refusing to because you believe somehow it is left up to you to affect the universal change that is underway. In a way, you're right, but in so many ways, you're wrong. Black man and black woman, we're in the midst of a great change. I want to go to Fall of America since it's on my mind. I believe it's chapter 60. Where is my Fall of America? Go to chapter 60, Fall of America. All right? You there? 61 it is. I'm sorry. This situation here, listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us, and this is speaking more about America and her situation and the Western world as things unfold. And Muhammad, as he talks about these things, he relates America to a criminal, her system to criminals, and her actions to crimes, and the loss of wealth to biblical prophecy. Why is that important there? Because that's exactly what I do on the show. This is what he says. And listen to the title of what he said. Now, when he says this, he says the judgment nears. But he had been teaching us that we were in the judgment all the while. So how could he justify a title in a book called Fall of America that the judgment nears? There will be several judgments taking place. A judgment of a financial world. The judgment of the fiat currency. Right? The monetary markets. Their justice system. Their military order. All of these things would be in tandem judged on their own merits. So in the midst of judgments, there would be a multitude of judgments. And there would be time for each one to take place. All right? Fall of America. He didn't put it in Our Savior Has Arrived. He put it in a book titled Fall, The Fall of America. reads like this. Everywhere that we look and everything that we can think about marks the end of this world. So, if you're thinking about a sport and play, because I'm thinking about it right now, that's what the so-called Negroes say. How can you tell me that's the fall of the world? All right, well, let us do a little talking for a minute amongst each other. You see the athletes today, money is being thrown at them left and right. $100 million, $200 million, $300, $400 million for to play basketball, to play football, to play baseball, right? And the majority of those people who have played after the time is over, they have become bankrupted people. They're broke, down on their luck, because even though they have a multitude of currencies printed up for them, the value is still less than what it used to be. So even in the sports, we can see a breakdown, a systemic breakdown of the economic environment that is rampant in America and around the world. If you go and look at, what is his name, Antoine Walker, basketball player, $100-some million, nothing. You look at a few of these other people, $100-200 million, and you say, I could never go broke with that. Now, look at a Powerball, $1.5 billion. Never before has it reached this height. Why is it doing it now? Especially in economic dire times. Because they want to get your mind off the situation at hand and the loss of value of their currency. They want to get your mind off of the matter of the growing unemployed. They want to get your mind off of the exploding prices. You're paying more for less. Isn't that something? So they feed you this foolishness here and there so that you can think to yourself that everything is a-okay. In the midst of change, you are still blinded and you don't understand that the collapse is underway. But the devil will burn your heart and your mind with things to keep your mind off of the time and what must come in this time. Let's go a little further in the fall of America, okay? Brothers and sisters, y'all work with me a little bit today. Your brother, I'm really struggling this morning, okay? But I refuse not to do this show. I refuse to. And if Blog Talk was going to block me, I would have had up 4 computers today. 4 of them. And 3 different phone lines to try to get through and talk to you all. And I'm sweating bullets sitting up in here right now. But I want you to just walk with me a little bit. Excuse me. Everywhere that we look and everything that we can think about marks the end of this world. There never was a time in the history of the United States of America that the president goes out to try to visit the heads of all of the nations that seem to be somewhat as equal. Now, in this statement here, just recently Obama made his trip to Asia, Europe, and all over. And don't forget that Kerry is considered a part of the president's administration. The war secretary is considered a part of the administration. So when we say the president, we're talking about all of those who are representatives of that president. So they're running to Asia. They're running to Africa, the Middle East, Europe, because they see something going on that they have no control over. So Muhammad goes further and he says this. He is like a criminal who has committed a crime, and he hopes for mercy from those whom he has committed the crime against. Now, I was talking to Brother Rashid the other day, and he and I were talking about the geopolitical situation around the globe. And we were talking about most people miss this fact. Now, after I said it, it was on a lot of alternative media websites, but I had posted an article about it about 2 days before it ever broke, that China had been selling and dumping billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in U.S. debt from the last 3 or 4 months of last year up until today. And what you were seeing in the markets with the collapse in the Chinese money markets and then the collapse followed by U.S. money markets declining was currency wars and economic warfare. America attacked China's currencies. That's why the yuan has started tanking, even though China had devalued its money. But listen, brothers and sisters, listen to what I'm saying here, because this has a lot to do with you. You don't have anyone telling you these things. You don't have anyone tying this in the scripture. You don't have anyone that is showing you the ramification of these things and how they play into what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us. So I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to give this truth to you so that you can understand this without a shadow of a doubt. Listen to me. So as these economic wars were taking place, and not only China, but Japan, the two largest creditors of America, were dumping billions for the last 4 months, and it was not even talked about in the news. It should have sent the American economy into a tailspin. But what America was doing, she has plunge protection teams all over, and she has them registered in foreign names, and she has printed up billions of dollars in money to buy this debt back secretly. And every time that they say China has bought debt, actually it's one of the organizations that America set up and put under a Chinese name or put up under another nation's name. This is the desperation that Elijah Muhammad talked to you about, that Allah would have America insane. And she would think that she would be moving forward when she would be actually hurting herself. But this all hurts her money markets now. Let me tie this stuff in to you. It's very complex. But let me tie it in for you. So, at the last month, I believe it was, of last year, China sold $250 billion, listen to me good, just in 1 month, $250 billion in U.S. debt. Now, we know that this should have caused a collapse in the money markets. Why didn't it? Because America was using fake set up organizations to buy it in and flush it back into her system. But this is going to have hellified ramifications and repercussions coming up soon. And this is why the white man is telling you that 2016 is the year for systemic breakdown. Because all of this influx of money being put back into the system to try to push it down the street just a little bit longer, kick the can down the road just a little bit longer. When it reaches the end of the road, it will cause massive devastation. Watch it, brothers and sisters. So in the first part of this year, which is this month, you see the Chinese stock market hit twice, and it started tanking. This was America attacking the Chinese market to tell them, to warn them about this. But what happened, remember the messenger says that it is the Asiatic nations who are the ones that will lay America low. They have their guns focused on America, and they're just about ready to strike. He's talking about these economic guns that will cause massive death, massive devastation, and loss of property and wealth. So, right after that, China hit America's market, selling off 118 to 100, some estimates say 118 to $128 billion in debt. Now listen, you don't see the connection here. When they hit the money markets, Chinese money markets, 2 days in a row, China comes back and hit their money markets by dumping debt. And the Dow drops 400 points the next few hours, right? Do you see we're in currency wars? Do you see we're in economic wars? And what did Gerald Celente say to you all who are listening? Currency wars and economic wars always lead to military wars, right? In Isn't that what Elijah Muhammad taught us? Isn't that what he teaches us? Isn't that what we see going on right here and right now? So what we're seeing is the change of power, the change of wealth, the change of political influence and military might right before your eyes. And yet you're blind to the reality of this change when you are to be the greatest beneficiaries of this change. There's a great time ahead of us. This is what Elijah Muhammad teaches us. He says, he is like a criminal who has committed a crime and he hopes for mercy from those whom he has committed the crime against. We cannot escape our doom when it comes, teaches the Holy Quran and the Bible. They show no mercy at all to the black slave. Now, hold up. Because I know some of you said, what this got to do with Elijah Muhammad teaching? That lets me know that you don't understand. But we're trying to get you to understand. This is why this show is so vital, because we force you to think and not accept what has been laid out to you by other people. We want to present to you the facts, connect the dots, and show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is the truth. And after you get this, you can argue all you want, but you'll be arguing with yourself, because no person, after giving you the truth, establishing the facts of the truth, will argue with you after that. Both of you will be considered fools. Brothers and sisters, I want you to listen closely to this truth of Almighty God, Allah, as revealed to us by his last and greatest apostle, the messenger of God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen closely. He says, they showed no mercy at all to the black slave. You see how he transitions from America going, the white world collapsing, then America's president and his administration going everywhere trying to make peace with people after plaguing them, and then he goes and equates them to criminals who have committed crimes and is looking for mercy. Then he goes and transitions from that to America's doom, and he shows you about the Bible and the Holy Quran. He's showing you something. He's showing you how all of this is intertwined and interconnected. Yet you don't get this from nowhere else. But listen, he goes further. He says, they showed no mercy at all to the black slave. They treated the black slave worse than any human being has ever been treated. They continue to do so in the face of divine judgment. See, so you see your Freddie Gray's, your Trayvon Martin's, and they're showing contempt for the black man daily. But even in the midst of divine judgment and chastisement, she continues to heap up judgment from God. This was foretold because America is modern-day Egypt and Pharaoh. And she must do that which is written of her, regardless of what you think, regardless of what you want, regardless of what you believe. Scripture and prophecy must be fulfilled. You got to get that into your head. You got to be able to digest that. And if you don't digest that, you will never understand the underlying principles of how, why, when, where, and what. And you will never come to a great understanding of how to get yourself protected in the time of these troubled winds that are blowing and pushing on America. You can set up all your black power organizations you want. You can set up all the temples you want. You can buy all the land you want, but if you don't know the underlying meaning of these things, you are lost. I was talking to one brother, what was it, about 2 days ago. No, I'm sorry. It was a few days ago because I haven't been able to talk too much because of my, I had lost my voice. And the brother told me, good brother of mine, and he is in the state of Florida. He and I were talking. And he was saying, brother, you know, I study the messenger's teachings, and can't nobody tell me nothing. You know, I got exactly what they got. I can go to the books, I can go to the tapes, and I can pull up exactly what they can pull up. And I talked to the brother, and I told the brother, brother, it's not about that. I say, this is the problem with the black man. We don't accept insight. We don't accept guidance. We don't accept truth. When it comes packaged in a black face, we feel that we know just as much as that nigga. Listen, if this is the case, if your logic is rational, if that type of logic is reasonable, then why did God send a messenger? He didn't need to send one, right? Because we had always had the Holy Quran. We had always had the Bible. But why did he send to make it plain? Well, the messenger's no longer here. So I got it just as much. But still, brothers and sisters, God always, the messenger teaches you this in the theology of time. They always keep a spark going to keep the light of Islam going. You may not be that spark. And if you don't want to get around the spark, how in the hell can you catch fire with the truth of God? Right? All right, black man and black woman. Our reasoning and rationality is foolishness. I got the books. The devil got the books. Your enemy's got the books. The devil has more tapes than you ever thought you had. But Muhammad says that if you're not right, if there's an element in you not right for that, you will not get the deeper understandings of it. To give you an example of what I'm talking about, say, for instance, my perspective on something was skewed, and my thought was to get over on you. And then this brother comes around, and this brother has a clear perspective, and he wants what he wants for his brother, what he wants for himself. And both he and I are standing out on the corner, and we see this accident happen. We're telling it from our perspectives, right? But he may tell it more in detail and more correct because of his thought, because of the way he is. And me, at the time, I may, if I'm scheming, I'm thinking of a way to get money for the person. You understand? We saw it together, but he saw more detail than I did. That's with anything. You can watch a movie with somebody. You're looking at it together, but that person may realize points in that movie that you never saw. And you say, huh, that makes sense. That's about right. See, your logic is faulty and flawed, and you don't want a correction because you may be able to quote something. You may be able to speak something. You may be able to hold people spellbound because you can speak seven languages. But the truth is, you're a long way off from the truth, and you won't accept guidance. You won't accept it. But in the midst of change, when truth comes, as Muhammad says, this is the day where God won't allow you to get away with that, thinking that you can do and worship God the way you want to, thinking that you can go around and put out truth the way you want to. No, we're at the end of that. And the devil is telling you day and night that his world is collapsing. Back to what I was saying to you, black man and black woman. Y'all give me a second for, let me get me a little drink of water. My ribs are hurting real bad. But give me a little second for. Okay, listen. What I'm trying to show you in this book here is there's a connection with world events. And I do it in every book that I read. There's a connection with what you see today, and there's a connection with prophecy. Now listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. He says, they showed no mercy at all to the black slave. They treated the black slave worse than any human being has ever been treated. They continue to do so in the face of divine judgment. Is that not what is taking place right here, right now? No matter how many videos, no matter how many audios, no matter how many witnesses that they have, the government continues to take the side of our oppressors, our murderers, our killers. Why? You're getting outraged about it. You're marching. You're protesting. Why does the government continue? It's because they are protecting the people who protect the institution. That's why. The system is flawed. The institutions are flawed. The thinking is flawed. And the enforcers of the system are flawed. And if you believe that they will overturn that which they have benefited and prospered off of, you are crazy as hell. It must be removed divinely. So a divine movement is underway to remove the power structure of America, structure of the entire Anglo world. Let's go a little further on the wealth thing. They remind you of the parable of the rich man and the poor man. As long as the rich man enjoyed luxury, he cared nothing about the luxury for his slave, Lazarus. Then at last, the rich man fell into poverty and was unable to get help even for himself. Now, this is where we are. The white man is lashing out at you because God is in person. He knows that God is no longer to come. God is here, and we can see the work of God underway. Because God is destroying the wealth of the white man. Everything that the scriptures teaches us that will start to happen on the presence of God, we now see it underway. This bears witness to the presence of God. So what's going on here? The world that you have known, you will soon know no more. I want to go to something because you don't believe fat meat is green. And I want you to understand that the white man sees his system collapsing. I'm going to play this clip for you, and this will give me a chance to get my voice a break anyhow. This is an 8-minute clip. Do not go anywhere. Listen to this. This is Mr. Rob Kirby. I spent hours going through the news, doing my cuts, and even while I'm sick, for you. And I want you to pay close attention to what he's saying about the system. The dollar system is suffering, and it is suffering systemic financial breakdown. This is not just confined to America. This is a global event that is taking place to collapse the global financial structure that has been the epitome of the world of the white man. Listen closely.
There's so many places to start. Let's start with the China plunge. I mean, you know, one plunge is, it could be a fat finger, which I don't believe in any of that stuff. And then, you know, now they're plunging again, and they've been plunging, and so are our markets plunging. And to watch Fox Business last week, it's, oh, well, you know, China's markets are all controlled. As if ours aren't. What is going on? Is this the beginning of the closure of the markets you were talking about, the financial system?
Well, I think the last time we spoke, Greg, it was early in December, and what I suggested to you is that a window was opening where we're very likely to see some systemic interference, or not interference, but some systemic breakdowns in our financial universe were likely to start occurring in this sort of next 3 to 4 month time frame, and lo and behold, it looks like we're starting to see the beginnings of exactly what we were speaking of. And Greg, the reason why we're beginning to see these things start to unfold now is that everything that's going on in our financial universe that we've been told about by our financial elites, whether it's the Federal Reserve or officials at the U.S. Treasury, or whether it's people at the European Central Bank, everything that they've been telling us has basically been a lie, or a false flag, or fraudulent, and it, you know, it doesn't start and end anywhere because it's pervasive and it's literally everything they tell us is misdirection. And let's start off really with this foolishness of the last rate rise by the Federal Reserve, and we were told that conditions were ready for liftoff in the U.S. economy, and that's the reason why they chose to raise rates, and other people have said it's to save face or maintain their credibility in financial markets. Anyway, my analysis says nothing could be further from the truth. And let me go on and just explain for a minute just what I believe the Fed rate hike was all about. I've got to do a little backtrack before I get to my analysis. And I'd like to highlight an article that was written by a Mexican gentleman by the name of Hugo Salinas Price early in December. If you Google his name, Hugo Price, Bloomberg, is Bloomberg hiding something? You will find the article. And in this article, Mr. Salinas Price highlighted how global stores of U.S. dollar reserves were plummeting over the last 8 or 9 months. And that indeed has been the case. U.S. dollar reserve holdings have dropped close to $1 trillion in the last 8 or 9 months, and that's on a global scale. And that, you know, and when I read the Salinas Price article, it made me go and do a little bit of investigation as to, like, you know, what happens when reserves drop the way the Salinas Price article highlights. It means that foreigners have been selling U.S. government securities.
Getting out of it, getting away from the dollar.
Yeah, they're abandoning the dollar, Greg. So if foreigners are abandoning the dollar to the tune of close to $1 trillion over 8 or 9 months, the question to me became, well, rates haven't backed up, Greg. The 10-year bond is probably a little bit lower in yield right now than it was 8 or 9 months ago. And if foreigners are throwing and pitching their U.S. dollar reserves, who's buying them? And the answer as to who's buying the reserves, it's the U.S. Treasury itself, and specifically it's the Exchange Stabilization Fund within the U.S. Treasury. And people should remember or be aware, the U.S. Treasury has a light side and a dark side. The light side reports the debt that we get reported in the papers on a daily basis and that the media reports to us, the $19 trillion number. The dark side of the U.S. Treasury is composed of the ESF, which is the Exchange Stabilization Fund. It was created in 1934. Its sole purpose when it was created was to protect the U.S. dollar hegemon and to protect the dollar in world settlement of global trade accounts. Well, what's happening is all the wealth that is accrued in this Exchange Stabilization Fund, which was seeded, by the way, with $3 billion in 1934 dollars, owing from the confiscation of gold from Americans, which was 6 months later revalued, creating the $3 billion windfall profit. That's the money, the seed money for the Exchange Stabilization Fund. That money has been growing and compounding since 1934, and the net worth of the ESF today, I would project it to be worth in the tens of trillions of dollars. But you see, that money's all off book. The ESF does not publish financials, does not publish an annual statement. It's accountable to nobody, and it operates above all laws. So you've got this ruling entity that's likely the most powerful financial entity in the world, and it is having its way with markets. And when they're buying all this
U.S. debt that people are selling,
and that's why, because the ESF is buying these treasuries that foreign countries are pitching, because they're buying these treasuries with off-book money, these treasuries do not show up in reserve accounts, and so now this creates a real dichotomy. Because you've got global U.S. dollar reserves dropping, but you've got this illusion or this gimmickry of a strong dollar. Remember, Greg, the dollar has been strengthening for the last 9 months. Well, the dollar can't keep getting stronger if the world's bailing on dollars. So what it means is the drop in the reserves doesn't support the narrative of a strong dollar. So something had to be done to put reserves back into the system. And the way the Fed puts reserves into the system is through reverse repos or match sales. And that is where they sell short-term or government securities on a short-term basis to the dealers in exchange for cash. And this way they can bolster reserve accounts. And so, but you see, match sales are not congruent with zero interest rates. Match sales are congruent with Fed tightening, Greg.
So they had to tighten, they had to raise, so
they had to give the illusion of tightening and tighten once to justify the rounds of match sales and reverses they've been doing.
And the strengthening of the dollar. So people are saying, oh, well, the dollar's getting stronger, even though the world is bailing out on it.
Yeah, like they're doing $200 billion worth of these reverses daily. You see, and this is bolstering reserve accounts. And this is their attempt. This is their attempt to put their narrative back on an even keel, and to make their narrative sound believable that the dollar is strong and the world isn't abandoning U.S. government securities.
You see how evil America is. You see how deceptive she is. This is what Elijah Muhammad terms as tricknology. She uses tricknology to fool you, to keep you fooled to the time. And you notice Mr. Rob Kirby, as he was speaking, he talked about the plunge protection team being set up in 1934, and he did a comparative analysis in dollars, and he said those were in 1934 terms of dollars. Now, he talks about systemic breakdown, but first we got to go back to this tricknology, because tricknology is an art of hiding the truth, being deceptive. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in Our Savior Has Arrived in chapter 4, a title called The Hidden Truth, and it says, hiding the truth is a very serious thing to do. It causes harm and disappointment. It causes one to be misled. It causes loss of property and life. It causes the loss of friendship, beloved ones, and the loss of confidence and trust. In court, it causes heavy penalties and someone's being sent to prison or to death for that of which they are innocent. Now, the greatest and gravest of all is the slave master's hiding of the truth that will exalt and save his slave. This is that great truth that white America is hiding from her ex-slaves. The white people know of and see the salvation of their slaves that is now present. So America's not going to tell you something that is going to liberate you from her clutches. So she's continuing to press upon your mind that she will be here, that she is recovering, that she is wealthy. But that is as far away from the truth as the east is from the west, or the north is from the south. But if you believe that, as Muhammad says, because of the hiding of the truth, it causes harm and disappointment. You and your family can be harmed for willfully and willingly ignoring the truth. It causes disappointment. You will be disappointed as you will be made the loser in the time of the vindication of the truth. And causes one to be misled. You are being misled by a liar when you are in the presence of the truth bearer of Almighty God Allah. It causes loss of property and life. If you believe that everything is strong, going on, you're not making preparation like the ant. You're more so like the grasshopper. You're thinking about when you get paid Friday, how you going to get your hair done, your nails done, where you're going out, what game you're going to see. Because that is your mind. Even in the midst of change, even though collapse is underway. This is what I'm trying to bring to you. But let's go over to, let's see, I believe it's 185. It is 185. Our Savior Has Arrived. We're going to play a few more clips. We have a lot of clips. But I want to put this in the proper perspective for you all so that you can understand that we're in the midst of the change. The collapse is most assuredly and most definitely underway. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us right at the bottom, the last sentence on that page, in the days of the Son of Man, there will be much trouble and confusion of nations. Bible Isaiah 2:24:1 says, the whole earth will be turned upside down and nations scattered abroad. The Bible says in Matthew 25:32, before him, meaning Allah, shall be gathered all nations. The Holy Quran says, you shall see all nations kneeling before him, and they shall be judged out of their own books. Well, isn't that what's going on today? Isn't that what's going on today? That each nation writes a history of what they do, whether it's financial or whether it's cultural or whether it's educational, spiritual, or what have you. And what we're seeing today is a ramification, the blowback of the exceeding of limits in all forms by America and by the Western world. Because the system is inept, corrupt, evil, and racist as hell, all of these ingredients has made for a thermonuclear explosion that is threatening to take down the pillars of power for the entire white world. Muhammad says, the governments keep a record of their governmental accounts. They have books in the library and in the courts which tell how they have ruled the people. They have a record of how they have judged the people. The Holy Quran says that God will judge them out of their own books, which have the condemnation of their own evil and unjust judgment, which they did give out to the people, especially the poor black slave. Boom! That is the end when this is accomplished. When the Son of Man proves that he is justified in destroying the wicked, then they will be destroyed in the twinkling of an eye. Isn't this what's going on right now? Huh? Aren't they facing Armageddon, financial Armageddon? And on top of that, their cultural wars going on, their civic wars going on. I don't call any war civil. And on top of that, there's currency wars going on. And now the whole world is moving towards a military confrontation. Muhammad says, boom! That is the end when this is accomplished. When the Son of Man proves that he is justified in destroying the wicked. Not even the people who are born of the wicked world want their system anymore. Everybody is calling out for change. This gives justification to the God who is now on the scene to remove the old and usher in a new. Behold! Right? Didn't know what God said? Stop looking at this. He's going to make all things new, right? And the former things shall pass away. These former leaders, the former ideas, the former culture, financial system, everything. There will be a reset, but not the reset that you hear these Caucasians talking about. This will be a universal reset that will bring the black man and woman back into power, that will bring them back into their orbit of God. You understand? I hope so, because I'm trying to make it as clear as possible. This is where we are in time. Now, listen, Mr. Rob Kirby says that they are suffering systemic breakdown. Let's go to the dictionary. Merriam-Webster's dictionary. The word systemic means of or relating to an entire system, relating to or affecting the entire body. Now, let's go to breakdown. A failure of a machine to function, an occurrence in which a machine, such as a car, stops working. The failure of a relationship or of an effort to discuss something. A failure that prevents a system from working properly. Right? Isn't that what Elijah Muhammad says? That they will be judged out of their own books. And because they will be judged from their unjust works, this would be a justification for God to implode the entire system. Boom! That is the end, right? We're in the midst of change. The collapse is underway. Vindication is sweet, isn't it? Vindication is sweet. You see what I mean by you and I, we've looked in these books, but some of you have never understood this like this. So what we're trying to do is make it plain to you so that you can help save yourself in a time wherein you may be saved. Because this thing is going to go from bad to worse, and it will do so very, very quickly. Now, Let's go to the next clip. Listen to this. Just 1 minute.
Security.
People say, well, how come the collapse hasn't happened yet? And you said something really powerful to me on the phone. And you said, to answer that question, how come the collapse hasn't happened yet? And you said...
Well, because they keep lying to us, Greg. They keep giving us new stories. They keep inventing new products to hide what they're really doing.
Isn't the collapse, though, what you said to me was, well, the collapse is happening now. I mean, people are abandoning the government.
Now.
Huh?
Of course it's happening now. Absolutely.
So the collapse isn't coming. The collapse is now.
Well, I believe we're in process. Yes, Greg. I mean, if you live in Angola, if you live in Argentina, or if you live in Venezuela, those countries are already hyperinflating. You know, isn't it amazing? Back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, when we talked about Zimbabwe, everyone said, "Well, that's a banana republic." Well, is Venezuela and Argentina and Angola, are they banana republics? I mean, I look at what's going on with the currency in my country right now, and it looks like our country's currency is going down like a stone. And I mean, I'm wondering where the breaks are going to be for the Canadian currency. I mean, my question is this: if Canada starts hyperinflating, are we just a third world basket country too?
Has arrived real quick because he said something that just caught my eye. Let's go to chapter 48 because Mr. Kirby lives in Canada and he's talking about the interconnection between the American economy and the European and the Canadian and Australian economy. But specifically in this point, he makes it about America and Canada, right? And he says something. I'm going to play this clip again because I want you to pay close attention to this. And then I'm going to read something that the messenger wrote, and you'll see that time is vindicating this man on every level, on everything that he spoke and speaks to us. Okay? This is only a minute and 35 seconds, so please pay close attention to this.
Securities.
People say, well, how come the collapse hasn't happened yet? And you said something really powerful to me on the phone, and you said... To answer that question, how come the collapse hasn't happened yet? And you said...
Well, because they keep lying to us, Greg. They keep giving us new stories. They keep inventing new products to hide what they're really doing.
And isn't the collapse, though, what you said to me was, well, the collapse is happening now. I mean, people are abandoning the government.
Now.
Huh?
Of course it's happening now. Absolutely.
So the collapse isn't coming. The collapse is now.
Well, I believe we're in process. Yes, Greg. I mean, if you live in Angola, if you live in Argentina, or if you live in Venezuela, those countries are already hyperinflating. You know, isn't it amazing? Back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, when we talked about Zimbabwe, everyone said, "Well, that's a banana republic." Well, is Venezuela and Argentina and Angola, are they banana republics? I mean, I look at what's going on with the currency in my country right now, and it looks like our country's currency is going down like a stone. And I mean, I'm wondering where the breaks are going to be for the Canadian currency. I mean, my question is this: if Canada starts hyperinflating, are we just a third world basket country too?
So-called first-world nations, how they have stolen the wealth from third-world nations, and now they're in the same position that they put those so-called third-world nations. And he's asking, well, the situation is so dire now in my country. And he's also reflecting it off of America. Is my country a third-world nation now? And he says that the collapse is underway right now. Well, let us go to the dictionary. The word collapse means to break apart and fall down suddenly, to fall down or become unconscious because you are sick or exhausted, to completely relax the muscles of your body because you are very tired, upset, etc., to fall or shrink together abruptly and completely Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the fall of the white world will be a complete fall. It will not be a partial fall. It will be a total and complete fall and removal. Isn't that what Mr. Kirby just said? Huh? When you look at the definitions of words, is that not what Mr. Kirby says? And if Mr. Kirby is now who makes millions in his analytical skills on the market, if he is now coming over to what Elijah Muhammad has taught us, then isn't Elijah Muhammad being vindicated by God through time, through circumstances, through events, the judgment of the world of the white man through his own books? But he says something about Canada and America, and he relates the Canadian dollar to the fall of the U.S. dollar in words. This is what he's doing. But listen to what Muhammad says right here. Chapter 48. Listen closely. And the chapter is titled The Dreadful Times of America. All right? Listen to this right here. America, and especially North America. Uh-oh. So some people say, well, Mexico is a part of North America. That's on your own discretion. But listen to what he says. America, especially North America, has entered into the time that was predicted by Moses and the prophets between him and Jesus. In the 24th chapter of Matthew's, there's a prophecy made by Jesus of the present time of America without mentioning her by name. So now we see that Canada being a part of North America, she's in the same bubble and trouble that the United States of America is in. America, but especially North America, has entered into the time that was predicted, right? What time? Of financial ruin, economic desolations, and deprivation of power and influence. Can't you see it now? We're in the midst of change, and the collapse is absolutely underway. Listen to this right here. This is a minute and 40 seconds.
Third world basket country too?
And I want to bring this up because we talked about this in the pre-interview, and I couldn't believe when I saw this on CNBC. I'm like, so former Fed president, Dallas Fed president Richard Fisher came out and said that they front-loaded the markets in 08, manipulated. They created a wealth effect, his words, and that the Fed is a giant weapon and there's just no ammunition left. And then he also talked about how, well, you know, the Fed, everybody's relying on the Fed. And people got lazy, which means what you're going to get what you get in this next big market implosion, because I'm sure he's safely in gold or silver or land in Paraguay or whatever he's doing. What do you think about that? I mean, for years people have said that people like you were wackadoodle conspiracy theorists, and now a former Fed, recent Fed president, Richard Fisher, said, yeah, we rigged it all.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. Great.
He didn't say those words, but that's... Yes,
I've been known as a conspiracy theorist, a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist for the last 10 years of my life because I said that the markets were rigged. And now a former Fed president has just come out and said, yes, we rigged the markets. So how are you left? Of course they rigged the markets. And the sad thing is the rigging is going to get more extreme, because these people are operating and acting like cornered rats. And cornered rats are very, very dangerous animals and can inflict a lot of pain and damage on people facing them.
See, now, let me read something to you, and we'll explain all of this. We'll go to Our Savior Has Arrived, chapter 39, if you're following along. It's on page 198, 199. Pay close attention. All right. The resurrection of his people in the judgment of both the righteous and the wicked. The Holy Quran is mostly directed to the American so-called Negro, the lost found members of their nation. It is to acquaint them with the knowledge of the immediate judgment and with the enemy of the righteous. The black man must have a thorough knowledge of the enemy, devil, and a thorough knowledge of self For by no means can they be directed rightly until they have a thorough knowledge of self and the devil and a thorough knowledge of Allah. The lost found black people being reared by the devil. The devil knows them while they do not know him. Therefore, the Holy Quran was given and taught to Muhammad for the express purpose of saving his people from the fire of hell. It is so strange now, today, to see that the black man of America desires not to be separated from his enemy, but desires that the enemy and himself live together in love of each other as brothers, while the enemy knows that it cannot be done. But he can use their ignorant love and belief in him to take him to hell with him. Stop right there before I read the next paragraph. The marches, the Black Lives Matter, they don't realize that all of this stuff that is happening is to freedom. They're asking for justice from people who can never give them justice and who will never give them justice. They're marching. They're not marching for separation. They're not screaming for a way out. If you're going to leave, let us leave. Give us a separate state or territory. They're not marching for that. They're marching to the brother of the people who just killed you. And that means that they, even though they have some understanding of black history, they have little understanding of black self and the oppressors of self. So Muhammad says, therefore, Allah has to strike both parties, the white man and the black blind, deaf, and dumb lovers of their enemies. So now you see what Allah is doing to America. He's striking them with storms, floods, earthquakes. It's not one day that goes by that you don't hear earthquake in America. It's not one day that goes by it's not raining or drought or something happening. It's not one day that the markets are up then down. The currency is being sold off and bought in. The debt continues to rise. So he's striking this beast like that. And he's forcing you to see the beast, because this is the day that the man of sin must be revealed to you. And some of you don't want to accept it willingly. So what God does, he takes the sheep from in front of him and let this beast handle you the way he's going to handle you. Because you love him so much, you refuse to see him as a living beast when all of his actions are that of a beast. So Muhammad says, therefore Allah has to strike both parties, the white man, the devil, and the black, blind, deaf, and dumb lovers of their enemy, with a severe chastisement in order to open their blind eyes, as he did in Jesus' parable of the rich man and the poor man, Lazarus. Lazarus refused to give up begging his slave master for survival until Allah sent a famine on the rich man. Now listen, that's what is going on in America right now. You're begging for jobs. You're begging for equality. You're begging for justice. How can you get equality from an unequal man? How can you get jobs from a thief? How can you get equality and justice from a man who is unjust by nature? So God strikes out of the both of you all to give him what's just due to him, to give you what's just due to you. He says that Lazarus refused to give up begging the master for survival until Allah sent a famine on the rich man. And that's what's going on. The destruction of whole cities and whole hundreds of thousands of acres of crops across America. The food prices are going up. The money that you buy the food with is going down. My wife was in the store the other day, and she called me. It was about a week ago or something like that. And she called me. She was just over in a soup aisle. And she said, you know, I was walking through here, and it just caught my eye. You know those ramen noodles that, you know, that everybody eats? I said, yeah. She said, they're 20 cents a pack now. Then she called me back a few days later, and she was back in there. She said, they're 25 cents a pack now. And I remember when they were 5 and 8 cents a pack. Do you see how the prices are steadily increasing? and the money's value continues to decline. This is all because of a currency problem, a debt problem, and a supply problem. Because of the storms, because of the droughts, because of the cutout trade. God strikes out after you to force you to see what's really real. So Muhammad says, Lazarus refused to give up begging his slave, his master, for survival until Allah sent a famine on the rich man. The worst famine that man has ever seen is prophesied to come upon America. This is where we are, black man and black woman. Stage by stage, we are seeing it unfold. A terrific drought, tornadoes, heavy winds, flash flood, snow so terrific that it'll steal your breath away if you close your eyes. Earthquakes trembling from California to Oklahoma and even down to Alabama. Do you not see that God is trying to tell you something? Not the God that the white man has represented to you, but the God to whom you are by nature a direct descendant and heir of the throne of. So you don't like to hear this truth, but this truth is the only thing that'll get you prepared for what is to come. And so Muhammad taught us how to eat to live. Most people harp on that for health reasons, which is good. But it was also to prepare us in the time of want. One meal would be sufficient to take you for one day. Or one meal every other day. He was preparing you for what he just told you was predicted to come upon America. Because food and water would be so scarce that the people would have cannibalism in their eyes. The Bible says that two women were talking, and one said, today we'll have my child, and tomorrow we'll eat yours. This is what they're talking about. The famine that grew upon the land so hard that it forced the prodigal sons and daughters of God to come to themselves. Because they didn't want to come on their own, because they had got education from the white man's schools. They didn't want to come on their own because they were making $50 and $60 an hour in the white man's civilization. They didn't want to come because you, who were trying to tell them the truth, were driving a little Saturn and they were driving a BMW or Mercedes-Benz. They didn't want to hear you. So God struck out after them and took all that they held dear to them away from them and forced them. See, when you're in a room by yourself or when you're in a space by yourself, you can't run and hide from them thoughts. You get all these flashbacks that you forgot you had, memories of yesteryear. And you're going to come back to Elijah Muhammad because the time is going to be so worrisome, so terrible, that you're not going to find no way else out. Now listen to this. I'm going to skip the 12-minute clip because time is of the essence. So I'm going to go to these short clips, and I want you to pay close attention to what is being said. Then maybe on the next show, we'll play the 12-minute clip. Listen to Mr. Kirby.
Start to disappear, it'll seem like a bolt of lightning coming out of a clear blue sky because they'll be gone in no time.
At the end of 2016, what does the price look like for physical gold and silver coins, bars, ounces, whatever, relative to right now? What's your prediction?
I think very possibly many multiples of the price right now. Very possibly.
Before the end of the year?
Very possibly many multiples.
And your contacts, I mean, you deal with people that have billions of crazy amounts of money, billions of dollars. They buy gold by the ton. What are your contacts saying now that we've had a month in from your interview? What are your contacts? Did any of your contacts call you and say, what are you talking about, Rob? The system's going to be great till 2017 or 18. What does your contacts say?
I had a long chat with somebody this morning who's absolutely just telling me that he feels that we're very close to the end. So I don't really want the end to occur or end events. You see, Greg, it's not going to be a happy day when the things that I've long talked about happening, when they happen, it's not going to be a happy day for anyone. Not for me, not for you, and it's gonna be a time when we're all going to have to take solace, and because it's going to change the way we live dramatically.
You had said that before the end of, you said this back in December, you said, you know, 120, 90 days, before the end of the first quarter, we're going to see things be shaken, you know, or I don't know what your exact words were, closure or the beginning of a closure or major problems before the end of the first quarter. Are you sticking with that before the end of the first quarter?
Yeah, I think so. The rate of these sort of seizure events that we're seeing in equity markets, I think they're likely to quicken and intensify. Absolutely.
They see the eating here. The white man is telling you this. Your brother up in here not getting up to step. You got to look like a runaway slave. I'm sweating bullets up in here. All praise is due to Allah, but everybody lied to Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, this thing is real. The white man is telling you now, how can you, after listening to this show today, with all of this truth, how can you go or return back to that foolishness that you were once looking at, that you were once a part of? If you turn away from truth made so clear, then you deserve what you get. They're telling you that this thing will be a life changer. It's going to be a global changer. It's going to be universal change. That is underway because they see everything that has upheld white wealth, power, influence, and domination being undercut and now collapsing underfoot. Listen to what he says right here. This is, a 2-minute clip. I want you to pay close attention to this because Mr. Greg Hunter, he's going to ask him a question about how bad things are going to be. And they're talking about biblical proportions. The biggest, listen to this good, the biggest financial calamity in the history of the world. We've been telling you this for the longest. Now listen closely to what these white people have to say.
At some point here, we're going to see a major breakdown in people's willingness to accept paper promises over the real metal.
One of the things I say, because I tell people this, because they want some kind of trading, oh, well, look since 2011 that, you know, the price has gone down. You know, I don't care. I mean, this is the biggest financial calamity that we're facing in all of recorded history going back, you know, 5,000 years. And my thing is, you're going to be early than late. Is this the biggest financial calamity coming to hit us in all of recorded time?
I believe so, yes. And your comment, Greg, about trading, I truly don't believe the appropriate course of action right now regarding precious metals is that I don't believe anyone should be trying to trade them. I think people should be trying to source and locate physical precious metal if they have investable monies that they can put to work. I think they should be accumulating, and I think they should be hiding it in a good place, in a good safe place. And this is not for trading. I think we're coming into a sort of an end game scenario here. And I honestly believe that if you're either going to be holding it or you're not going to be holding it, and there will come a point where you can't get it. And once the markets go bid without, then you're stuck with what you own. And if you're stuck in paper assets, the value of those paper assets is going to be highly suspect and very likely goes down in a very significant way.
Food, water, PB. You're talking before you do any buying of precious metals, get yourself some food. I mean, you're talking, this is going to be biblical.
Could very well be. And, you know, storable food, good idea. And a means to protect it all, probably a good idea too.
Telling you that this thing is going to be biblical, the greatest financial, and something he said, in 5,000 years recorded history, he's talking about in the time since the white man has been on the planet, and he has been able to write. He's not talking about beyond that, but according to their knowledge, that's the beginning of everything, right? Now, if this is going to be biblical, if this is going to be monumental, if this is going to be the greatest financial event in recorded history, according to the white man, then what is it? What are they saying? If it's a meltdown, if it's a collapse, and if it's already underway, and it's going to be life-changing, game-changing, what are they saying to you? They're saying that change is underway, right? They're saying that the collapse is underway, right? They're telling you that a new world is coming in and the old world is going out. That's not hard to understand. I want to read something to you. Our Savior has arrived. Let's see, chapter 42, okay? In chapter 42, page 209, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes, he says, few people recognize the fact that we are living in the day of judgment of the wicked. You would like to ignore it. Uh-oh. Some of you hear this, and it goes in one ear and right out the other. You hear it, but it does not resonate within you. Muhammad then says, why? It is because they love this wicked world which the wicked have built. They do not want to depart from it. You see that? This is why you can listen to truth and then go back and have so much hell in you. This is why you can talk the talk, but you refuse to walk the walk. This is why God must remove all of those who are playing with the truth. He must remove everything that is impeding that which he said that he would bring about. Now, as I say to you, black man and black woman, you know what you've heard today. It's the absolute truth. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You couldn't even argue with it if you wanted to, because the facts are there, right? Then why won't you take time out and reexamine Elijah Muhammad? Why won't you take time out and then just put away all of your thoughts that you had about him and go back and reexamine that man? Because I can guarantee you, the more you learn of him, the more you love him. The more you love him, the more you're going to be dying to learn of him. And in this truth that is being established right now by God, you will live forever. There's no death for the righteous, because truth never dies. How about you accept this truth that you may live forevermore? This is a beautiful day and a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Some of us, we think we're better than that. Some of them think that we know everything. But I'm going to go to chapter 37 in just a second. But I want to say this to you all. For those of you who can, when you get a chance, go to the Hiram's 1555 blog and donate. If you don't feel like donating, how about you sign up for the premium membership? Okay? Help us to keep the show and the website going. Do that. That's your zakat. Do that. Help us. All right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now let's go to chapter 37. Because I don't have to do this, but I'm doing it. Because this is my duty. And I believe what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. I know what he says is the truth. I'm past mere belief. Because so many things have proven right. That there's no need to question it anymore. Just like the sun comes up each day. Because it has come up so many times, you no longer even doubt when the moon comes out that the sun will follow. That's the way it is with me. I no longer doubt the truth that Elijah Muhammad speaks. And I want you to be in that same spirit when all of those saints come marching home. Listen to me good on this. This is submit to Allah. Chapter 37. At the bottom of the page, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes, submit to God. It is the nature of the black people. God does not permit you to come to him as his servants unless you submit to him, his laws and his rules. Some of us, we don't like submission. We'll submit to everything but each other, because that's the way our former slave masters made it. Everybody has authority over us, even the dog. You know that? Even his dog is held in higher esteem in his society than you and I. And so we find it so hard to submit to each other, to submit the truth coming out of each other, because we still have that mind of Yaqub. So if we're never going to submit to each other and the truth comes out of each other, how in the world can you plan to submit to God? How can you say you love God whom you've never seen, but you hate your brother whom you see every day? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, God does not permit you to come to him and his as his servant unless you submit to his will, his laws, and his rules. And if you are in his country, he chases you out of it and puts you in jail, for disobeying him. Now listen to this part right here. This is what I want you to pay close attention to. This is the end of people having freedom to serve God in their own way. Stop right there. This goes back to what I've been telling the people about how we dress up in our bow ties and our sisters in our garments, and we give each other hell behind closed doors, and how we go and say we represent the Honorable Elijah Muhammad acting a fool. It is easy to tell a true follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad not through quotes, but through representation. When you look at a person, are they a shining example of what Elijah Muhammad said? Are they striving? When you hear their voice, are they mimicking Elijah or are they mimicking somebody else? They may speak Elijah, but their heart is somewhere else. And you cannot serve two masters at the same time with the same devotion and the same passion. You will love one and hate the other. You understand? This is the end of people having freedom to serve God in their own way. This is the most damnable, listen to this good, this is the most damnable teaching that could ever be taught to a man, to tell him to serve God in any way that he sees fit, or to preach God's word in the way that he sees fit. You see that? This is what I've been telling you and telling you and telling you. We get up there with our garments on and we act a doggone fool before the people. And then we say we represent the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All of this is going out the window. Well, I'm out here doing this. What are you doing? Well, I'm out here doing that. What are you doing? And the Jesus will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I know you not. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says on this, brothers and sisters. I'm just bringing this home to you, because this is a part of the change. This is a part of the collapse of the conditions in the mind that the Euro mind has put upon us. We will take truth. We will bend it. We will skew it and give it to you from our perception and viewpoint, which is no good. So Muhammad says, this is the most damnable teaching that could be taught to a man, to tell him to serve God in any way that he sees fit, or to preach God's word, not just the people who are behind the doors in their garments, but the ones who stand on the podiums, he says, or to teach God's word in the way that he sees fit. Some of us, we do it the way we think we ought to. We think that we can improve upon the method of God, the message of God, to draw more people. And then when you look around, you're in a temple of one or none. You understand? This is a time of change. And you are permitted to stay in what you have. But according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings, and scriptures and Bible and Quran tells us that what you have won't remain with us.